This is NPR's Life in Berlin. Inside the Hamburger Bahnhof Museum for Contemporary Art, I'm standing at a desk with gold lettering above it that says, "I will always mean what I say." If I agree to sign this statement, the woman behind the desk will print out my contract and give me a copy. A second copy is enrolled in a registry, the Probable Trust Registry, the creation of American artist and philosopher Adrian Piper. I don't sign. I'm in good company. The director of the Staatliche Museen Berlin, Udo Kittelmann, who purchased this piece for the Hamburger Bahnhof, didn't sign either.
It really takes more time to think about it. Can I ever, ever sign? I'm always too expensive to buy. People who sign very fast, more and more in my understanding, they really get into a trap.
And it's true. I see people sitting on benches, fixated heavily on their signed contracts, or debating with their friends about the nature of responsibility. The most important artwork here is going on in people's minds.
And this is another message that Adrian Piper wants to tell us. Take your time again and again and again to think, to rethink, to think it over. This is, to me, one of the most important projects I ever did, and I did many, many, many. Yeah, it is so actual.
The concept is deceptively simple. Three desks, three statements. I will always be too expensive to buy, I will always mean what I say, and I will always do what I say I am going to do. Sign and join the register, or don't sign. But the work raises questions that echo in the large empty hall. Whom can we trust? Can we even trust ourselves?
What is mainly missing in our society is trust. If a society, a democratic society, is failing with trust, then we really get into serious trouble. And this is, let's say, starting to ruin our foundations of democracy.
As I'm talking to one of the desk attendants, a group of school children approaches. They're curious, but none of them signs.
It's for the people. It's for the common people. It says, finally, the message is, hey, it depends on you, on every individual.
You could breeze through the Probable Trust Registry in 5 minutes. But in the hours that I was there, I thought a lot about commitment and communication. I talked to strangers about democracy and pluralism. To choose to do nothing, to read, to think about it, to discuss it, becomes a powerful and hopeful act. Philosophy, it turns out, can be its own reward. For NPR Berlin, I'm Lily Kelting.